An icy wind shouldered its way into the Straits of Magellan from the west, pummeling the cliff walls and scouring the rocks as it passed. Its 13,000-mile journey across open ocean completed, it sought out the ancient glaciers of its birth in anger. As a grimy late morning light ahead signaled the dawning of the brief southern day, it funneled at speed through the narrows at York Road, before sweeping left into the bay at Port Famine. Darting and jinking as it hunted for a target, it picked out the solitary figure of Captain Pringle Stokes, where he knelt. It buffeted him and tore at his clothes. It tugged at his thinning forelock in mock deference. It cut through the sodden wool of his coat, turning his skin to goose flesh and congealing the blood in his veins. Stokes shivered.
"I am so emaciated," he thought bitterly. "I can feel my shoulder blades almost touching each other."
He shifted his weight as another furious gust did its best to hurl him to the ground. His knees jostled together in the cold gravel. His ceremonial scabbard, the badge of his rank, scratched uselessly at the smooth stones. He plastered the damp strands of hair back into place, a tiny, futile act of vanity, but the wind merely caught them again and flung them aside dismissively.